and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 20th of January, 2008. It's the birthday of poet Edward Hirsch, born in Chicago, 1950. Novelist and short story writer Robert Olin Butler, born in Granite City, Illinois, 1945. Worked as a cab driver and editor, worked in a steel mill, was a teacher in high school and college, went to Vietnam, came back, studied playwriting. His collections of stories include A Good Scent from a Strange Mountain and Tabloid Dreams, in which all the stories are based on actual headlines he saw in grocery store tabloid newspapers. And it's the birthday of the filmmaker Federico Fellini, born in Rimini, Italy in 1920, who wrote all of his scripts and directed and edited as well, who said the most important year of his life was 1939, when he traveled with his friend, the comedian Aldo Fabrizi, all across Italy with a vaudeville troupe. Here's a poem for today by Edward Lear, The Jumblies. They went to sea in a sieve, they did, in a sieve they went to sea, in spite of all their friends could say, on a winter's morn, on a stormy day, in a sieve they went to sea. And when the sieve turned round and round, and everyone cried, you'll all be drowned, they called aloud, our sieve ain't big, but we don't care a button, we don't care a fig, in a sieve we'll go to sea. Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea in a sieve. They sailed away in a sieve, they did. In a sieve they sailed so fast, with only a beautiful pea-green veil tied with a ribbon by way of a sail to a small tobacco-pipe mast. And everyone said who saw them go, oh, won't they be soon upset, you know, for the sky is dark and the voyage is long, and happen what may, it's extremely wrong in a sieve to sail so fast. Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea in a sieve. The water it soon came in, it did, the water it soon came in, so to keep them dry, they wrapped their feet in a pinky paper all folded neat, and they fastened it down with a pin. And they passed the night in a crockery jar, and each of them said, how wise we are, though the sky be dark and the voyage be long, yet we never can think we were rash or wrong, while round in our sieve we spin. Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea in a sieve. And all night long they sailed away, and when the sun went down, they whistled and warbled a moony song to the echoing sound of a coppery gong in the shade of the mountains brown. O Timbalo, how happy we are when we live in a sieve in a crockery jar, and all night long in the moonlight pale we sail away with a pea-green sail in the shade of the mountains brown. Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea in a sieve. They sailed to the western sea, they did, in a land all covered with trees, and they bought an owl and a useful cart and a pound of rice and a cranberry tart and a hive of silvery bees. And they bought a pig and some green jackdaws and a lovely monkey with lollipop paws and 40 bottles of Ringbow Ree and no end of Stilton cheese. Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea in a sieve. And in 20 years they all came back, in 20 years or more, and everyone said how tall they've grown, for they've been to the lakes and the torrible zone and the hills of the Chankly Boar. And they drank their health and gave them a feast of dumplings made of beautiful yeast, and everyone said, if we only live, we too will go to sea in a sieve to the hills of the Chankly Boar. Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green and their hands are blue, and they went to sea in a sieve. The Jumblies, a poem by Edward Lear, here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.